Romans, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you'd meet with us, Lord, and I pray as we kind of gather the church family together, Lord, and have kind of a little family meeting this morning, that you'll help this preacher, Lord, to convey what I believe, Lord, you want our church family to hear. We're thankful again, Lord, for your grace and strength and help. May all those things be ministered, Lord, to each and every one in this room, Lord, in abundance to those who need it in abundance, please. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can be seated. We're going to revisit some of these verses, but please listen as we introduce the message. Solomon, through divine inspiration, educates us concerning the times of life. We glean from his wisdom that life is broken down into seasons and times, and that these are sent to accomplish specific purposes in our life. These seasons are usually separated by time. Think about that. These seasons are usually separated by time. They usually come alone, one season or one time at a time. Months and many times years separate these conflicting and opposite experiences. For instance, just in our calendar year, you think about the actual seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Springtime springs slowly out of winter and settles in for us to enjoy for several months. Summer's heat and drought follows and again is enjoyed without the interruption of snow and sleet or any remembrance of winter. Fall cools off summer's humid grip and we spend many weeks enjoying the changing leaves, warm afternoons, cool crisp evenings. Then here comes winter as it again wrestles the leaves off the trees and the warmth from autumn, and again we endure and await the promise of spring's new life and spring's warm breezes. Seasons come to stay. They're here for a while, then slowly retreat as another season takes its place. However, there are times when seasons collide. There are times when the opposite extremes happen with little or no time in between. For instance, we've been given a great illustration of this in the last 2 days. Yesterday, the high was 69 degrees. I would have rode my motorcycle, but I was afraid the wind would blow me off of it. How can you have a 69 degree day one day, and then today's high be 39 today? Now think about that. Here is a day of summer and a day of winter, and they are in close proximity to each other, and there's no time to hardly adjust one between the other. You experience two extremes. By the way, these colliding extremes created weather chaos. Think about this. The wind races, the thunder roared, and the storms raged. Warmth battled against chill, and wind battled against calm, and rain fights the dry, warm air, and ice sought to replace the warm rain. And warnings and watches are issued by our local and national weather watchdogs. And the buzzword broadcast on TV and radio was instability. Did you think about that? Instability. Most of the time we have times between seasons. Most of the time we have to deal with just one emotion caused by one experience at a time. However, there are times when times collide. There's times when our joy collides with sorrow, when planting and plucking are done together, when breaking down occurs just as we are beginning to build. There are times when our laughing is too soon replaced with weeping and our dancing with mourning. Times when something is scattered before we had a chance to gather, and we lose what we had not seemed to fully get. We experience rending and sowing, loving and hating, keeping and casting, war and peace within hours of each other. Let me identify what's going on. These are the character traits of extreme sorrow. It is the travail that is mentioned in verse 10, sent to the sons of men so that we can be exercised in it. In verse 11, we are told that no man can find out this work that God hath made. The purposes are known only to God. Verse 14, we read that these are final things. Nothing can be put to it or nothing taken from it. No man can change it. God does it. Most often we will not know all of the whys behind it in this life. Now, let me just say this. People who regularly gather here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church are more than just a church congregation. We are a family. We rejoice together and we weep together. This body of believers is not one member but many. And as Paul wrote to the church of Corinth in chapter 12, verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And I want to take a little bit of time to talk to you. We're going through a difficult time. It's a time when times collide. Joy and sorrow, birth and death do not usually happen together. It's unnatural, unusual, and it creates great sorrow, great instability, great testing and turmoil in our hearts and minds. These times, though difficult as they are, listen to this, are sent for a purpose. They may never be fully understood, but we must let ourselves be exercised by them. We must let them accomplish their purpose so that they are not wasted. During times of extreme sorrow, conflicting seasons, and colliding storms, God wants to perform miracles in our lives that will change us forever. Say, Brother Jerry, why are there times of extremes? Why are there times when God allows seasons to collide? I want to share with you five things that happen, that God, I believe, wants to happen during times of extreme sorrow. Listen to what I'm going to give you this morning. Extreme sorrow is a time of complete emptying. Have you ever been there? Have you ever said, I'm just empty? I mean, this has just emptied me. There's nothing left. You get to that point where you feel nothing but numb. Everything has been emptied out. You know that? Those things only can happen during times of extreme sorrow. I want you to think about that for a minute. Extreme sorrow is a time of complete emptying. But I believe with all my heart that it will be followed by a time of unusual filling. I mentioned this in our Sunday school class, but I believe this. Let me just share this with you. I believe that there are many members here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church that in the days and weeks ahead, many of our members will, for the first time in their lives, have the opportunity to be completely filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You see, a complete filling can only occur after a complete emptying. And there are certain things that have to happen in our lives at times that cause us to completely empty everything out of us. I believe this. I believe if we allow a complete filling to occur after a complete emptying, as I read the Bible, especially the book of Acts, after a complete filling, always, 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 it is followed by some miraculous happenings. So number one, extreme sorrow is a time of complete emptying, but complete emptying is meant to be followed by a time of complete filling. Let me give you another thought. Number two, extreme sorrow, and there are many, many folks in this room that have gone through these times. Extreme sorrow is a time of great doubting. Can I just voice that? Now, I don't want to say that. Well, it's true. These are the times that try men's souls. During times of extreme sorrow, you'll question God, you'll question His goodness, you'll question His will, you'll question everything you've ever thought you believed. But in the questions, there will be few answers except this one. The just shall live by faith. You see, I believe that a time of increased doubting will be followed by a time of increased faith. So, God allows these colliding of times to create a very unique atmosphere in a local assembly at times for us to experience an emptying that we've never experienced so that we can experience a filling. And a doubting that we've never experienced so that we can then graduate to a new level of faith that we've never had. Let me give you a third thought. I believe extreme sorrow is a time of, let me say it this way, brutal rending. Brutal rending. During times of extreme sorrow, you'll hurt in ways you never imagined. There will be wounds that to you will seem mortal. Damage that you may now believe can never be fixed. But extreme sorrow is a time of brutal rending, but I've always seen that a time of brutal rending is followed by a time of divine healing. If you've never experienced this, then you do not understand why God is called the great physician. The same Jesus who spent many hours and days of His earthly ministry in curing those the world declared to be incurable, that same Jesus, with that same gentle touch, is going to perform a miracle of divine healing in our hearts and in our minds. Let me encourage you to do this. Ask Him for that healing. And let Him do it in your life. So this colliding of times creates a complete emptying, which gives us an opportunity for a complete filling. It creates great doubting, which allows us to graduate to great faith. It creates a time of brutal rending, but then we get experience divine healing. Let me give you another thought. Extreme sorrow is a time of lost opportunity. Will be visited often in the days and years to come by the thought of what ifs and nevers. There are some things we will never get to experience in this life. But let me give you this. God always gives something else in its place. I want to say this and I want to let it sink in. Lost opportunities will be followed by never before imagined opportunities. Lost opportunities will be followed by never before imagined opportunities. Church, we may never see all the reasons, but God will show us some of the reasons. And He will open doors that we are now, because of the great sorrow, qualified to walk through and make us ministers in areas of compassion and comfort that we are now equipped to handle. So extreme sorrow is a time of lost opportunities, but lost opportunities will always be followed by never before imagined opportunities. Let me give you a fifth thought. Extreme sorrow is a time of devastating destruction. There's no ignoring or denying the hurt, but in time, that too will serve a purpose in our lives. Let me give you this. Devastating destruction will be followed by a supernatural remaking. I know this is a poor illustration, but I drove towards Indianapolis and I looked over and saw the new stadium where the Colts play. In order to have Lucas Stadium, what was ravished? They destroyed and tore down the RCA Dome so that they could build Lucas Stadium. Can I tell you this? God allows sometimes for things to be destroyed in our life so that He can remake and build things that never would have existed without the destruction. You see, God, can I give this to you? God intends us to never be the same church. His will for us is to be forever changed by these type of situations. See, God oftentimes wants to remake us in an amazing, miraculous way. Now let me say this to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Our church ought to love as never before. Our church ought to appreciate what we have as never before. Our church ought to reevaluate our priorities as never before. These things are sent to make us more like Christ. Listen to what I'm going to say. There is no resurrected life without first experiencing the cruelty of a cross. There's no resurrected life without first experiencing the cruelty of a cross. Time elapsed between crucifixion day and resurrection day. There were 3 days and 3 nights, but soon, I want to give you this hope, but soon the stone was rolled away. And because of that, none of us have ever been the same. And there will be a resurrection. There will be a day when the stone's rolled away. I want to close by reading you a little bit of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, let me give you these words. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for this time that we could gather the church together and talk about these things. Thank You for the Scripture and the power of them. Thank You, God, for being all-knowing and all-powerful and amazingly good in our lives. Lord, may we rest our faith in the character of our God. May we trust You as we've never trusted You before. Make us into something we could not have been before. I pray, Lord, that Jesus Christ would be made in us. Help us to graduate as a church in some areas that we need to graduate. Help us to pass, Lord, in your sight, a very difficult test. May the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ become brighter in this community, because a family and a church kept their eyes on a kind Heavenly Father during a difficult time. Remake us, touch us, heal us, increase our faith, make us more effective, and help us, Lord, to just go on. We pray these things in Jesus' name.